A conservative Republican congressman dropped by our studios on Friday.
He was here to talk about the collapsing leadership of the House of Representatives. Speaker John Boehner quit, then his chosen successor withdrew, both under pressure from a minority group of Republicans.
And our Republican visitor insisted that the country doesn't quite get what that conservative minority known as the Freedom Caucus really wants. He says they want a speaker willing to give up much of the position's power in favor of other lawmakers.
The conservatives' demands are personified in the man they nominated for speaker. Florida Congressman Daniel Webster has little chance of winning, but does have the record the conservatives are seeking.
NPR's Greg Allen profiles Webster and his past as speaker of Florida's state legislature.
If you talk to his colleagues in the House and his former colleagues in Florida's legislature, one thing you hear again and again is that Daniel Webster is a nice guy. But that's not the reason he gained the support of the conservative House Freedom Caucus, which upended the speaker's race last week. It's because of his ideas for reforming the way the House of Representatives does business. Webster made his pitch in a web video produced before a speaker vote scheduled last week in the Republican caucus.
Are we going to just change the personalities in the speakership? Or are we going to fundamentally transform the way we do business here in Washington, D.C.?
When House Speaker John Boehner announced he was stepping down this month, Webster entered the race. After Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy bowed out last week, suddenly the race was wide open. Other, more powerful Republicans began expressing interest. But Webster said he's staying in because he wants to change the speaker's role.
We have a power-based system where a few people at the top of the pyramid of power make all the decisions. All I want to do is do what I did in Florida. Push down that pyramid of power, spread out the base so every member gets to get that done. That's it. That's all I want.
In Congress, as in Florida's legislature, the Speaker of the House is a powerful job. In 1996, when Webster led Florida's House, Republicans had just won control of the legislature for the first time since Reconstruction. Webster pushed through a long list of reforms that dramatically changed how the House did business, making it more transparent and empowering rank-and-file members to submit bills that could reach the floor even without leadership approval. One of his most popular reforms, ending all meetings and business by 6 p.m. each day, a promise he's also making to members of Congress. University of Central Florida political science professor Aubrey Jewett studied Webster's reforms in Florida's legislature. He says Webster told him it came out of his own experience.
Back in the 70s, he was basically told the first few sessions that he came up, you might as well not even bother filing a bill because, you know, you're just a rookie, you're just a freshman. And he said that always bugged him.
Mike Fasano was a Republican legislator in Florida's House when Webster was speaker. In Tallahassee and in Washington, D.C., House speakers control which bills will come to the floor and when they will be considered. Fasano says Webster gave him and other members a say in that process.
He empowered every member of the Florida House to be able to have their bills heard, to offer amendments, to allow them to participate in debate both in committee and on the House floor, and brought everyone to the table.
Webster says he wants to bring some of those same ideas to Congress. Important issues like the budget and the debt limit, he says, would be taken up early. But the choice of whether to go to a government shutdown, he said, would be decided on the House floor and by a vote of the members. Democratic Congresswoman Lois Frankel represents West Palm Beach. She served with Webster in Florida's legislature, where she says he was willing to work with Democrats. She likes his proposal to give more power to the members if it includes both parties.
If it's just about bubbling up some of the extreme right-wing ideas that some of these members have who have been holding up progress, I think we'd be wasting a lot of time.
Webster's a long shot to win the speaker's race, but he's also facing an uphill battle to just keep his congressional seat when he runs for re-election back home. A Florida judge on Friday issued a new map for Webster's Republican-leaning district, making it now heavily Democratic. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.